Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And now to renew his commission, both of his own satisfaction and the satisfaction of his brethren. And then secondly, it was designed to quicken him to be diligent at the office of apostleship. Peter was a man that was bold, zealous, always forward to speak and act. And God wanted him to continue that, to lead the people. And thirdly, what Christ said to him, he said to all his disciples and charged them all that they should be fishers of men. Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Luke chapter 5, verse 10 says this. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partnered with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Wow. What a charge. He is making sure that Peter loves him regardless, no matter what. It's not brotherly love. You've been hanging around me. You've already abandoned me. But now when he's asked him this three times, Peter sees that he must be fully committed unto Christ. And this is when he starts his ministry and go forward all out. Now, the next thing, verse 18, it's a suffering love. Let's look at verse 18. Let's see what verse 18 says here. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to read this. It says, Jesus compares Peter's life to when he was young. He was able to go wherever he wanted to go, but when he was old, he's going to have some assistance. Now, this contrast couldn't be greater. One hand, he was a younger, and he was free to do whatever he wanted to. But because of his faithfulness to Christ, it leads him to his death. Jesus is telling Peter that he will one day face death by crucifixion, following and proclaiming him. And the tradition has it that Peter was indeed crucified. But be of good courage. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says this. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for them that love him. Wow. Is your love a suffering love for Christ? Anybody that know that's in the ministry know that you are going to suffer for following Christ. Is that right? There's a lot of things that you're going to have to give up for the cause of Christ. And God, Jesus Christ, was making sure that Peter was up to the task. Now, don't be mistaken here. Jesus knew that Peter was up to the task. This was for Peter, and no doubt for us, to make sure that we did not lose.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.